Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Just because the season goes on, the minor league season coming to an end here on Labor Day coming up. So some changes going on below the major league level for the Padres recently. And joining us right now in our SDCCU fan hotline, we chatted with him every couple of weeks. This season, Kevin Charity from MadFriars.com back with us here on Ben and Woods. Kevin, good morning to you.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, so I would say, yeah, this is kind of a period of change. The Padres have made a number of moves, promotions designed to get guys' looks at a different level here at the end of the season. What are some of the notable moves that you've seen here in the past couple of weeks, Kevin?
I think the obvious one is the most recent one is Luis Patino getting moved up to Double A. Really, since the futures games, he's come back. He's been kind of gone up another level at Lake Elsinore, just racking up strikeouts and just clearly needed a new challenge. So it'll be interesting to see how many you know games he gets down the stretch. And then obviously, you know, C.J. Abrams getting moved up to Fort Wayne was kind of a big deal because I think he's the first high school player they've had under A.J. Prello that's made it to Fort Wayne in his season debut. Pro debut, so that was a pretty significant thing. Obviously, the shoulder injury that he had that's going to miss a couple weeks kind of hampers that, but I think those are the two biggest significant moves in terms of your top, you know, four or five prospects that we've seen over the last couple weeks.
Kevin, what are the Padres going to do with Ty France? He is absolutely mashing right now, and look, we got Ian Kinsler kind of clogging up a spot on the big league roster. Do you expect him to be part of those call-ups here pretty soon?
Yeah, I would imagine when the season ends on Labor Day, he'll be up. I mean, for what it's worth, he's been playing a lot more second base. He started second base last night, so he's kind of moved around, you know, first, third, and second.
How's he look at second base?
I mean, he's looked okay. I mean, he for what it's worth, he hasn't made an error. I mean, I haven't really seen anything too challenging in the limited kind of games I've seen him play there. But I think if he can just be adequate there with his bat, I think he should be in the mix for a spot next year if they don't trade him in the offseason, because he's a right-handed bat with power. I mean, ideally, I'd love to see him get some looks next year and spell Hosmer against lefties. But I think, you know, when you look at what he's doing, I mean, he's hitting 400, which I think a stat I saw the other day was he'd be like the first player in, you know, minor league baseball since like the 30s to hit 400. He's slugging almost 800, which is unreal. The guy has earned an opportunity. And, you know, you can make the argument with the juice ball, but he's the best with the juice ball. So,
well, there's a juice ball in the big leagues. And, the comp that I have for him is a guy that the Red Sox have named Michael Chavis. And Chavis came up as, I believe, a third baseman. They got him playing second. You know, he's playing second. He's played some first. Didn't play first very well. But, boy, that's a nice – if he can hit at the big league level – that's a nice little piece to have, a guy that can play three out of four infield positions.
Yeah, absolutely, and especially, you know, if the DH ever comes to the National League,
yeah. I
mean, it gives you more flexibility.
Kevin, for the first time a couple of weeks ago when you were on, we talked about Joey Cantillo, the prospect who kind of came a little bit out of nowhere, at least from my perspective. I hadn't heard of him until earlier this year and then was just lighting it up at Fort Wayne. He's another guy who got a promotion up to Lake Elsinore, made his debut earlier this week. What kind of track do you think he's on in terms of how quick he could get to the big leagues?
You know, he's still really young. I mean, he's 19, but he's like a young 19. To be honest, I didn't think there was any chance that he would make it out of Fort Wayne this year. So I think that obviously kind of puts him on a track faster than I would have anticipated. I mean, I would imagine next year, I mean, maybe he goes back to Elsinore and gets to Amarillo by midseason or later. I mean, my best guess, if he stays on the trajectory he's on, I would say end of 2021. Another left-handed pitcher that they have in their system, that the system's loaded with those types of guys. If he can add a few more miles to his fastball, and he was 89 to 91 in the Elsinore the other night. If he can hit to like 91 to 93, I mean, that's a legitimate capable, a borderline top 100 guy that could be that guy going into next year.
We are talking to Kevin Charity from Mad Friars here on Ben and Woods. And a question for you. You know, a couple weeks ago you put out that list of all the players that the Padres need to protect in the Rule 5 or, add to the 40-man or whatever it was, guys that they need to protect and make sure other teams don't snag. Now, Franmil Reyes was one of those guys, and the Padres chose not to protect him, and now he's gone, obviously not because of that. But when you look through that list, man, what are the names that you look at and say, you know what, if I'm A.J. Preller, if I'm the Padres, these are the guys that I absolutely have to hang on to?
This list this year coming up isn't as going to be as daunting as next year, where you basically have almost all the guys you signed in 2016, in that international class. A couple of names that I think are going to be in that mix. I mean, the first name that jumps out at me is a pitcher, Ronald Bolaños, who started the year in Elsinore, is in AA now. Has been a little bit inconsistent, but he's had a huge uptick in his fastball. I mean, he was hitting 99 this year. He's mostly sat 91 to 94 when I saw him, but I mean, his, fastball has gone to another level this year. He has a really good breaking ball. He's a little bit older. He's 22, I believe. So, he's not the youngest guy in the world, but he's really taken a step forward this year and has had some really good outings in Amarillo. Isturi Ruiz, who they got, in the Strom deal a couple years ago, hasn't had the best year offensively, but when you look at like the tools that he has and the power that he has, he's moved to the outfield with Xavier Edwards coming up to second base. He's another guy that would jump out at me. From there, I mean, there's a few other pitchers. I mean, they've had some guys like Elliot Ashbeck, who's thrown the ball really well in Elsinore. But there's not really a ton. I mean, it's more quantity than quality. David Bednar is a really good reliever that I like a lot that would have to be protected. But I think next year you're going to have to see guys like Gabriel Arias and Jason Rosario. You're going to have to make some really difficult calls. And I think that's where you're going to start seeing some of the moves made to either trade guys or they're going to have to move some guys off their 40-man going forward.
Kevin, it's not unusual to see, all teams will shut down some minor league pitchers to save some innings, before the end of the season. So having Mackenzie Gore stop pitching is not strange, but the fact that the Padres are going to still have him throw some bullpens and possibly return for the AA Texas League playoffs for Amarillo is a bit unusual. What do you make of that news that came out last week?
The shutting down part wasn't surprising at all. He's already doubled his innings from last year, and he's thrown 120 this year after throwing 60 last year. With the blister issues he's had no issues this year. I think to kind of have him throw on the side is a little unusual. I think maybe they just feel like having him in a more controlled environment where they can kind of, not have to worry about him pitching in games and worry about, if he's running out of gas, does that affect his confidence? That could be a part of it. I think that the main idea is just to keep him fresh and to make sure that he's good to go next year, because I feel like he's a guy that is an obvious candidate for the rotation. But I think it was the right move. I think he's thrown a ton of innings. Let him kind of take a breath, have a great offseason and go into next year really full throttle, trying to make this club kind of similar to what Paddock did this year.
Kevin, how's Taylor Trammell doing?
He's off to a great start. I mean, if you scout the stat line, he's hitting 167.
Cool.
Strikeouts are up from where they were in Chattanooga, which isn't necessarily, or Pensacola, I believe is where he's at, which isn't unprecedented. It's kind of expected when you change leagues in the middle of the season like that. But again, when they acquired him, if you looked at the stat line, and he was hitting about 238, I believe it was, about 350 on base, it wasn't necessarily that impressive. But I think the thing that's encouraging about that deal that, when it happened, I was a little skeptical of it. The fact that all these evaluators are just raving about how good this kid is and how much potential he has. You have to look beyond the box score at this point. He's still 21 years old, so he's still really young. I mean, he's younger than league average. So I think you're going to have to just really watch him next year and see what he does. But, I mean, yeah, the early returns right now aren't super encouraging, but I think there's still time for him to figure it out.
Speaking of changing leagues, it took Franmil almost 2 weeks to get his first home run in the American League. Happened last night.
Yeah, big one.
For the Indians. Important, yeah. It was a 6-5 walk-off win for a Carlos Santana home run. Last thing for me, Kevin, and this isn't strictly minor leagues because we were talking about it last week in the major leagues, yesterday as well. It is so hard to know how patient you need to be with some of these prospects. I brought up the name Cal Quantrill, who was a guy that I felt like some Padres fans were like, they got to look at him and they got, this guy's nothing special. What else do we've got? And all of a sudden has really looked sharp here in the second half of the season. Manuel Margot, Woodsy and I were both stunned. He's still 24 years old. We were ready to toss him out. I think most of us were a year ago. And now he's looking like maybe he can be an everyday player. When you've got such a bursting to the seam system like the Padres do, it makes it even that much more important to be able to self-scout, evaluate their own talent, because as you've already kind of gone through, the Padres are going to have some tough decisions to make, you know, going forward on their own guys, much less the draft and trades and everything else. But they got to figure out which of their own guys are real and which of them are, well, fake.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the key is, you know, they're obviously going to have to make trades, and you have to trade the right guys, because if they trade a guy in a deal, like a 3-for-1 type of deal, and one of those guys blossoms while the guy you kind of kept over him doesn't blossom and is kind of washes out in Double-A, obviously that's kind of where the concern is. I think for me, one of the things, especially with the Trammell deal, where I know a lot of fans hated it out of the gate because they traded a really popular player, but they evaluated Trammell and decided, hey, this guy is worth it. And I think when you look at AJ's record of trading talent and acquiring players from other organizations, he's been really successful at that. I mean, Paddock and Tatis are shining examples of that. I think what I think the key is going to be is, you know, I think you have to look at the depth and figure out, okay, who's going to be the next people up, like, you know, for the outfielders, like which outfielders do we trade? And I think they've done a good job of kind of targeting guys and protecting guys and knowing which guys are part of their future. So I have a lot of faith in what they've been able to do. I think you can definitely question this regime's ability to construct a big league roster, but I think on the player development side, I think they've done an amazing job.
Kevin, good stuff. Next time we chat, we'll be gearing up for the minor league playoffs. I'd imagine Padres will have a number of their affiliates that make it to season this year, so we'll have a bunch to chat about. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
As always, Kevin Charity with us from MattFriars.com on our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU has low mortgage rates, equal housing opportunity. Apply today at SDCCU.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.